It states to utilize the sole product of their secret operation rebirth project, Steve Rogers, in the same way. The Red Skull refocuses his vision to contemplate his own reflection as he stands at the sliding terrace doors that look out on the city. The city that is also home to Captain America. The Crimson Death's Head mask is a terrifying visage, but it was meant to be, and he has grown used to it, prefers it even. The reflection in the glass grins back at him. The tide is turning in his favor. Once again in his possession is the Cosmic Cube, a matrix of interdimensional energy small enough to fit in the palm of one's hand, but powerful enough to warp reality. The Cosmic Cube is the key to his plans. It has been 5 years since Alexander Lucan offered the Winter Soldier to Red Skull in exchange for the Cube. The Winter Soldier, the resuscitated and enhanced James Bucky Barnes, who'd been turned into a Soviet assassin by Lucan's guardian and mentor, Vasily Karpov. Lucan had inherited all of Karpov's secrets and treasures and had risen high in the ranks of the KGB, acquiring the assets and contacts he needed to go rogue and remake himself as the oligarchic head of the Cronus Corporation. Lucan shared Red Skull's hatred of Western democracies, and he lusted after the Cosmic Cube because he thought it could advance his own plans for world domination. Another reason why Red Skull would never agree to the trade. Having control of Bucky Barnes would have provided Red Skull with another dagger to twist in Captain America's heart, and some interesting genetic material to play with as well, but giving up the Cube would be like sacrificing his queen too early in an even chess match. General Lucan played an arrogant offense, but why give him any advantage at all? The Red Skull reminds himself that Lucan has been known to press risky gambits with no apparent regard for the endgame.
An infant with a straight razor.
Hello, Johann. This is
I know who you are, Alexander Vasilievich, and I know you would be calling as soon as your spies reported in. I am holding the Cosmic Cube even as we speak. A thing of such ephemeral beauty, having no past and no firm foothold in the present, it glows with the light of the future. That future will be mine, not yours, Lucan.
I am prepared to increase my offer, Herr Schmidt.
If you had anything I wanted, I would simply take it.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Is that a threat? You're more of a fool than I thought.
As he starts to fall, the Red Skull sees the blood spray from the exit wound in his chest onto the white carpet. He knows there is a bullet hole in the balcony glass behind him. The Red Skull marshals his own inconquerable will. Before the cube slips from his fingers. The glass slider opens, and a man in black wearing Russian paratrooper boots steps into the room. He picks up the cube, as well as the phone.
The subject is terminated, General, and the artifact is secured.
Very good. Now return.
Alexander Lucan suddenly realizes that there is another presence in his consciousness.
Checkmate, Herr General.
If we are to prevail, if we're going to live as heroes, free to operate in the public's best interest, then we're going to have to win our freedom. We're going to have to build the nation we want to live in, one brick at a time. Steven Rogers, United States Armed Forces, honorably discharged. Serial number RA25-262-771. I surrender.
Graphic Audio presents Marvel's The Death of Captain America by Larry Hama. Adapted from the graphic novel by Ed Brubaker and Steve Epting. Copyright 2014, Marvel. Narrated by Richard Rowan and Tara Giordano. With performances by Joel David Santner